Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
It's Melissa. It's Austin. And fleas.
Oh,
right?
My gosh.
That's what we're rebranding the show to, isn't it?
Yeah. We should.
Wait.
What?
Fleas gets its name in the show before I do?
Yeah.
I've been here longer.
Well, you're outnumbered.
That's the only problem.
Yeah.
You got that right.
So, Melissa, what's the latest with Fleagate 2025?
So, I've had this problem for probably 8 or 9 weeks now. Mm-hmm. It's been going on a long time.
I think the problem has been going on longer than this show has.
It feels like it, especially at home. So to update everybody, I go home every day and I vacuum and do all the laundry, which means I do all the sheets, I do all the bed, linens, I do every towels, everything gets done every day. So it's like 4 to 6 hours of work every day.
You know, now that you mention, Mel, I think there might be fleas at my house.
Uh-huh.
You want to swing by my place and try and get rid of the fleas at my place?
Yeah. Well, help me get rid of the ones at mine first.
Fine.
And so the update is I had the exterminators come out for the second time.
Second time?
Yes.
Wow.
The first time didn't cut it. And now I think I have the house blocked off where Butch can only go into like my room and the kitchen. That's it. My room, I think, is pretty good. But I think I'm down to like 5%.
5%?
Like 95% is gone.
Okay. Okay. That's good. Right?
Yeah. But it's been 9 weeks?
Yeah.
Nine.
It's been a long... I remember you bringing up the problem when we were at Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
That was when you first told me about the flea problem.
Yeah. It was when I went camping in Michigan.
Yeah. Well, technically it was glamping, Mel.
It was camping. And so that was the update. But the problem is that I have another problem.
What?
More fleas?
I have more animal issues at my house.
What?
More than just fleas?
Yes.
And more than just Butch and Porter?
Yes.
He's a teenager. He's basically an animal at this point.
He's an animal with fleas.
Oh,
and I've got more problems.
When we come back, Melissa's going to reveal her other animal issue. It started with fleas, and now Melissa's got other critter problems on her hands.
I sure do. Yes.
What is the animal you're having issues with now, other than Porter?
I have had a raccoon in the roof of my garage for 7 months.
Now, this isn't like a euphemism, right?
Yeah.
That's a physical raccoon.
Is that a saying?
No, this is a raccoon family.
Interesting.
And I thought, okay, well, by fall, they will leave the nest.
Sure.
And they will go and I will board up the area where they're going in.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that the raccoon family is still there.
Oh my God.
They've been there for months. So my cousin Dave gave me a giant 3-foot raccoon trap.
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with
that. You familiar with that?
Oh, yeah.
And I got a can of tuna, and I put it next to the garage, between the garage and the fence by my neighbors, and I slid it in the back last night.
Can I ask a question? Why wouldn't you have put it in the attic?
Because they're in between the walls.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So they're crawling in the roofy part.
When they come out, that's when you nab them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So my cousin Dave, very outdoorsy guy, said, they'll smell that tuna. Mm-hmm. Even if they don't want it. I said, okay. So I put the tuna in there and I set it outside last night.
Nice.
And I came out this morning and I'm like, oh, did I get my first raccoon? Because I was just going to relocate it. That's it.
Yeah.
And I walk over there and I hear something moving in there.
Oh, you got
nice.
One.
And I'm like, oh, I got it. I got it.
Let's go.
And I turned the flashlight on my phone and it was a black cat.
It was a cat?
No way.
I got a cat.
Like a house cat.
It's a house cat.
Oh, no. Well, it's a black cat. It's bad luck.
That is bad luck.
It is Halloween, you know.
Yeah, that's 7 years raccoons. is someone missing a cat in Riverside?
Well, I need to find out who it belongs to. I mean, I'll, of course, let it out, but it's still in there right now, so I asked my neighbors to let it out.
It's still in there?
Because I didn't want to be late. Like, I was like, and I couldn't figure out how to open it back up.
That's Melissa McGurn for you.
But it's got a full belly, and it's safe in there. No one's going to harm it.
Yeah, what was the text that you sent? I got a cat in the cage for you. Like, the other person's like, is this a euphemism?
Yeah, lazy, Melissa.
It's early in the morning.
Yeah, what's Mr. Miami going to think?
Right?
Okay. Oh, okay, so... if anyone lives near Melissa, if you could swing by her house and let this cat out, that would be great.
It's not cat in the hat, it's cat in the trap.
Especially if you're nice. If you are missing a cat, that is, definitely, you need to get over there.
It's got a full belly.
The tuna's gone?
Tuna is gone.
What are you going to eat for lunch today?
Buy another can of tuna.
It's Melissa and Austin. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Let's play some ones.
Gotta.
Go.
One's Gotta Go is brought to you by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. Make them good. Make them creative. Send us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and we'll tell you which one's got to go, like this one from the 708. Austin or Austin?
LOL.
They're kidding. That's an LOL.
No, that's cool.
No.
I guess I'll go.
Who do we have on the line?
Joining us today is our dear friend, Miss Jennifer in Wonder Lake. Jennifer, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. You?
Good. You're good.
Oh,
good.
That's nice.
Very good grammar, too. I am well.
I love that.
Yeah.
Are you ready to play, Jennifer?
I am.
Okay, from a 224 texter, one's got to go, eating a duck or eating snail. Jennifer, which one's got to go for you?
Interesting.
Are they cooked?
I would say, that's a good question. Are they cooked?
Yeah, that's an important
question. They don't
question.
Specify on this one, so we're going to leave it up to the imagination.
Okay.
And I've never eaten either, just to be clear. You know, I like to look at the ducks around my lake, so I think that we would not want to eat the duck.
Okay.
Okay. So you'd rather eat snail?
Yeah, I guess.
Interesting. Melissa? Yeah.
Just to save a duck's life, you know?
I don't know the name for snail. There's a name for
escargot.
Escargot. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I am going to get rid of the escargot because I think that sounds disgusting and slimy and chewy. Mm-hmm. And so I will eat the duck, which I have eaten once.
Interesting. Austin?
I'm saying the snail's got to go. Give me the duck. The duck, at least you could just close your eyes and pretend it's chicken.
Yeah. Just that easy.
It still tastes good.
Alligator tastes like chicken. I know that one's in Florida.
Alligator tastes like chicken?
Jennifer, have you eaten alligator?
Yeah, it's out there in Florida when you go to those, out there in the Keys and stuff, and they fry it up. It's like a beef jerky, but it's like chickeny.
Wow. Oh, my God. Okay. I had no idea. You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right, Jennifer, next one up. One's got to go. Having fleas or having a family of raccoon in your attic? Which one's got to go?
Oh, I heard this morning from Melissa, and I fell for her. I've been here with my Wonder Tucky living and fleas and my animals backing up the farms and stuff. So
yeah.
I would definitely say the fleas have to go.
Okay, Melissa?
Yeah, the fleas have to go. 9 weeks, guys. I've had fleas for 9 weeks.
I grew up with problems with raccoons. Raccoons used to get inside our doggy door at our house and eat my dog's food. And then they would get into our trash cans and knock them over and just get trash all over the yard. And guess who was tasked with picking it up?
Who?
Me. So the raccoons, get out of here. I'd much rather take the fleas.
Interesting. 708 texter, by the way, you can get alligator at Frontier in Wicker Park.
Ooh, great restaurant.
Really? Okay.
All right, Jennifer, last one just for you today. One's got to go. Speaking of fleas and raccoons, Melissa or Austin, which one's got to go?
What?
Nope. There's one rule to the game, Jennifer. Great. One rule.
Mm-mm.
One rule.
I think it's the or. The or's got to go.
Whoa! That was brand new.
Wait a minute.
That was so good.
That's like the biggest loophole we've ever found.
Honestly, I think Jennifer just broke that game, and I can never ask that question again.
You just have to ask, one's got to go, Melissa Austin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Melissa.
Austin.
A lot of the times when the holidays come up in your calendar, you circle them, right?
Absolutely.
Or sometimes you put an X on them.
What do you mean?
Our guy Manny from Aurora is calling us today for Dear Melissa and Austin. Manny, what is going on?
So I've been broken up with my ex for, I don't know, it's been like 2 years since I left college. But her mom, given like any holiday, even my birthday, you know, she's really sweet, but it's getting kind of a little weird. She reaches out, and I don't know whether to cut ties with her, stop responding. But here's kind of like where it gets weird. I mean, she's a very beautiful lady for her age. She's single, and according to Facebook, newly divorced. I mean, I don't know if I should.
Are you looking her up on Facebook?
Yeah, wait. And is there something there?
Do you like her?
I mean, I would. If she, I feel like it would be appropriate if she made the play first, but I mean, she reaches out all these holidays and whatnot, but I just don't know what to do in terms of being polite because
yeah,
I want to respect the bounds of it being my ex's.
Yeah, right. Mom. You just want to be polite. So like, you know, if she's looking for a hookup, I'm gonna hook up with her. But
you just want to be polite. You don't want to turn her down.
Yeah, you just want to be polite. I get it. Yeah, you don't want to be rude. Manny, wow, this took a turn because I thought you were calling just to be like, you know, I already broke up with my ex, but do I need to break up with my ex's mom? But with how you're laying it out there, no pun intended, I feel like I don't
know. I guess, does he go for it or does he not?
I'm at loss for words because I was not expecting this. Manny, do you like her mom?
I've got a small crush on her.
Wow. I don't know. It's been 2 years.
Yeah. Manny's girlfriend is named Stacy, we should also point out.
Stacy's
right?
Mom. Yeah.
She's got it going on. I
clearly.
This is very loaded question because it's like, look, you do you. If you're into it, do it. But know up front that you will be muddying these waters tenfold. So
will it be worth it? That's the question.
Probably not. I mean, it's up to you, but I wouldn't unless you want an even worse scorned ex-lover from
you
your
kinda
girlfriend.
You kind of surprised me because usually you're always like, go for it.
Not when it's your ex's mom. That will
people
only make
do
things-
it.
Oh, sure. People do it. People do a lot of things, Mel. People do drugs. Doesn't make them right.
Well, also doesn't make them wrong if there's something there, right?
Did Melissa McGurn just promote drugs on the air?
No, not the drugs part. This topic that we're talking about. Do you think we'd be able to get calls from people who have dated a brother or somebody in the family?
Dated someone related to someone else?
Yeah,
like
that you dated.
Related to your ex?
Yeah, I bet you there's more than you would ever imagine.
312-946-4995. We're going to find out how many people have lived this situation. And then you will put your big boy pants on and you're going to determine for yourself whether or not it's a good play. Did you ever date someone who was related to your ex? 312-946-4995.
And how did it go?
Veronica and Crystal Lake.
Have you ever dated an ex's family member?
No, but my cousin did.
How did that happen?
Okay, so she was dating this guy for 2 years. They broke up and she started dating the brother like a month or two later. And they are been together for 10 years now.
Oh my gosh.
A month?
They're still together. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's like the summer I turned pretty.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. They're going strong and they're, I think... He's about to propose because I heard little birds chirping in his her parents' ear, and they get along really good with his family too. So,
Really?
Even
so
the brother
and everybody was okay with it.
Yeah, they get along great with his family.
That has to be
including the brother that she dated.
Yeah. It has to be weird for the brother.
Yeah, right.
That
right.
She that, both brothers
that because, she broke up with,
and the one that was married because the one she's married to, she probably bowled with the other one, and so knowing that. Both brothers have bowled with her, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
That's so...
But the other brother is completely fine with it. He's got another girlfriend that he's been with for a while, so...
Wow.
I know they do family, Christmases and holidays and all that kind of stuff together.
How do you feel about it?
When I heard about it, I was shocked. I was like, what? Like, that's just crazy. Like, to me, it's very weird, but... I love the guy. He's great. I love him a lot more than the brother. The other brother was very shy, didn't talk, antisocial. But this guy, he's great.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that that happened to work out. I would think in most cases that might not work out.
You're like, hey, can we do Christmas this year with his family?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know. But I thought it was so strange, so weird. But the caller, this guy, I would definitely not do anything with the mother.
Oh, right? Oh, my gosh.
I think if he's even thinking about that, it's just going to be drama that he's asking for.
Yeah, because it's like one thing for your brother or sibling to date an ex, but it's another thing for your parent to do that.
But it happens.
Exactly. That is just, I know it does. I didn't expect ever to know anybody about that, but
yeah.
I guess it does happen.
Well, Veronica, thank you for calling and sharing that story. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Veronica.
Oh, of course. Thanks for taking my call. You guys have a great day.
You too.
That is the plot of it's the plot of a TV show. The Summer I Turned Pretty. That is like what that whole show is about. Two brothers fighting over the same girl, essentially.
Okay. Really? Why are you telling me that? Because I haven't started it yet.
Okay. First of all, Melissa, You're way behind the game.
I know, but I've been busy dealing with fleas.
Put it on in the background. It's great flea-killing TV show to watch. And that's not a spoiler. That's literally the premise of the entire show.
I feel like you spoiled it for me.
Oh, if you want me to spoil it, I
can. No, don't.
Okay, all right. It's Melissa and Austin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
All this week, we've been trying to figure out who's more compatible with Melissa, myself, or Kyle, even though we all know it's me. And joining us now is our matchmaker, Miss Amy Rose from 3-Day Rule. Now, Amy, you're going to ask me some questions today?
Yes, I am looking for a perfect match in a coworker for Melissa. And so I'm looking to interview you as a potential who works best with Melissa match. So when I think about finding a perfect match for a client, I know a lot of the things that she is looking for in a partner. So a few of the questions that I have for you would be, in meetings, are you more likely to share ideas right away, wait, and process first?
Probably share ideas right away, mainly because if I wait, I'll forget about them.
Excellent. And when you share ideas, do you find that your approach is more collaborative, or do you have a tendency to get very focused on your ideas and spend a lot of time talking about them?
This is a good question. I feel like I am collaborative in the sense of making the idea better. However, I will come with an idea and I've got it pre-planned in my mind. So is there a way I could say like half and half?
Yes, of course. Do you find that you do like to be the person in charge, the person who organizes, or the one who does more of the creative ideas?
Definitely the third option, the more the creative ideas. Like, I'm not the biggest planner in the world, but when it comes to ideas to help better them or to come up with some creative aspects of the plan, I'm all for that.
Perfect. And then if you could create your ideal coworker in three words, what would they be?
Can work ethic be one word?
Yes, of course.
Okay. A work ethic, fun, and collaborative.
Perfect. And then when you think about how communicating is very important in this position, how do you feel about emails, texting, phone calls? What's your preferred form of communication?
Probably texting would be the best form of communication for me. Am I the best texter back, at least in a group text setting? Maybe not. But if it's a one-on-one text, then I try and be pretty consistent with it.
Excellent. And is there anything else that you think that makes you a strong match for this coworker?
I usually like, coworkers whose names are alliterative, usually start with the letter M. Maybe have been in radio for a long time. So that's what I'm really looking for in a coworker. Like I said, like, fun is very important to me. I never take myself too seriously, and I ask that no one takes me too seriously because I feel like there's way too much of that in the world. That's essentially, like, I guess what I'm kind of looking for with someone else, and that's probably the biggest thing about me. But I appreciate you doing this, Amy.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited. I can't wait to see what the results yield.
Thank you so much, Amy. And a reminder, tomorrow, Kyle will be put on the hot seat. And then on Friday, we will reveal the results of who is more compatible in the workplace, we should point out, myself or Kyle, for our sweet Melissa. It's Melissa and Austin. Melissa.
Yeah, Austin.
You promised not to tell our bosses.
Sure. What?
We're going to get to the grade at 8 a little bit early today.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's not tell them that then.
Yeah, don't tell anyone. That secret is safe with us.
So you keep that secret too, guys.
Yeah, do not tell anyone.
It is time for the Grade at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me, and you're also going to feel great. Go to feelgreatillinois.com. And it's a great day to be alive. I know
the sun's still shining. Lainey and LaGrange.
What's your great news?
I passed my credentialing exam the beginning of September, and I'm like, I started training Thursday, but like, it's like my official first week.
Oh my gosh. Wait.
I got a new job.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I didn't finish that sentence.
Wait, yeah. Wait, hang on. So wait, let's go back to this exam. What was the exam?
It's called the CDR exam, which is the Commission of on Dietetic Registration. So I'm now a registered dietitian.
Good for you.
How hard is that test to pass?
Gonna lie, pretty damn hard.
I bet.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like the bar where they'll let you take it a couple different times?
Well, in my experience, it took me a few times.
Oh, that's okay.
And I know a lot of people where that's also the case. I think like the overall pass rate is about a 63%.
Oh my gosh.
That must be hard.
Well, good for you for staying at it though. Because I mean, it's very easy, like, you know, when you fall short of a goal or something you want to accomplish, to be like, well, I guess it's just not in the cards for me and move on. But you kept at it, and I think that's inspiring.
Well, thank you. I mean, yeah, again, not going to lie, I was burnt out so much.
Sure.
Because I studied for about 6 months,
Gosh, what the heck?
And yeah, I didn't take a break between undergrad and grad school. So I literally, college was 2018 to December of 2024.
Oh my gosh, Lainey, what the heck? But now you can say you're finally done. You've got your job and you're literally training right now. You're done with school.
Yeah. Yes, I am. And I'm very excited about that.
No kidding. I would be too if I'd been in school for that long and studying for 6 months straight for a test.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, my mom and I like making the joke. She's like, if you're going to go and get your PhD, move out of the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I'm just like a stress basket case, or however you want to say.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, sure. No, yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, stressful.
Yeah.
I get it. Well, congratulations on getting that test done. You're finished.
Yeah.
Now you can start life.
Yeah, now you got the new job and everything, and things are just turning up all Lainey right now.
Yeah, so I'm a clinical dietitian now. It's not the end goal. I want to go more so into like nutrition communications, media work, PR, marketing kind of thing.
Ooh, I love that.
You know,
yeah.
It's a beginner's job. Ironically enough, both of my parents wanted me to go into radio, like broadcast.
What?
Oh,
really?
Hey, look.
They say I have a radio voice.
Probably smart not to.
Yeah.
Smart not to go into radio.
Financially, yeah, definitely the better
decision.
That's
not the place to be.
But no. No, but Lainey, listen, that's so awesome. And I love that you, you know, you have a goal in mind and you know exactly what you want. Continue to go after it. Just like with the test, if you hit some roadblocks on the way, just keep going.
I will do. Thank you so much, guys. I love listening to you every morning.
Well, aww, thank you.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
Congratulations again.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, we were going to get into this yesterday before my coworker Melissa and my other coworker Kyle surprised me for my birthday, and it was a really fun topic that I was really looking forward to getting into.
Yeah, you said that yesterday.
Yeah, and so we're doing it today because Melissa's got a story. What was the most unique thing that you saw at a funeral? Like the most, what
they did something different.
Yeah, just at a funeral, like where it's like, you know, it's normally traditionally sad and, you know, very heartfelt and everything like that. But there was something unique about the funeral that you went to. We want to hear about it. 312-946-4995. Because Melissa, this past weekend, unfortunately, you attended a funeral, but
I
there
did.
Was a unique thing about the funeral that you attended.
Yeah, it was unique, but I loved it. And I went to a funeral of one of my friend's moms, and I knew the mom really well, and I'd even traveled with them and everything. She was great. And so we went to the funeral, and the two daughters started talking about her and telling all these great stories. And at the very end of the speech, they said that one of her favorite songs was Kenny Rogers' The Gambler.
Really?
Yeah. And so they were like, okay, let's play it.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away. Run.
Okay.
Count your money when you're sitting at the table. So it was fun. So they started playing it and they turned the volume up really loud and the family stood up and started singing the song and dancing. And then they're like, come on, everybody, come on up.
So, you danced at a funeral.
Yes. So we and sang. So then they turned it up and everybody was dancing and singing The Gambler.
I low-key love that.
I loved it too. Like, I'm getting goosebumps even remembering it and thinking about it and talking about it because it just had such a warm feeling and a celebration of life. Of some of the things that she loved.
That's what I always say, like, I want in my funeral. I want it to be like a party. I want it to, like, you know, like people to, like, you know, not be sad. I want people to be happy. And I think that by dancing and like forcing people to sing and, you know, like I think that's a joyous thing.
Right. Which is why we're wondering if you've ever been to a unique funeral where they did something different.
312-946-4995. Well, yeah. What was the unique thing that you witnessed, experienced at a funeral? 312-946-4995. Tony and Aurora.
Is there something that you saw that was unique at a funeral?
Well, actually, we did it. We did it for my mom's funeral.
What'd you do?
She wanted a mariachi band, specifically the one that we hired for her 70th birthday.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow.
Nope. And a lot of people were like, wow, you guys did this? Like, hey, this is what my mom wanted. We got on video. And they went all out.
That's great.
Man.
And so what? Did they just play like in between like eulogies or?
If I remember correctly, it was before the eulogy.
Okay. Oh, so to kind of set the mood.
Well, it was a lot of people were stunned. They're like, what? What's going on? I was like, no, this is what my mom wanted, you guys. And guys, this is the same band that we hired for her 2 years prior for her 70th birthday.
That's amazing.
That's really sweet. Well, I love that because it's just a unique way to show some of the things that she loved and to celebrate her life.
Exactly.
And I think that's really beautiful.
Yeah. It's not the traditional thing that you see at a funeral. Cool. Well, Tony, thank you so much for calling and sharing. I love that, you know, the stories are living on about your mom.
Yeah. No problem. If I get a chance, I'll show you guys the video.
All right, sounds good.
We'd love that, Tony. Thanks so much, brother.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you. Amy in Elburn.
Have you been to a unique funeral?
Yeah, so my brother passed last year, and when he passed, he was in the process of building a show Harley bike.
Oh, wow.
And what we did was they kind of like finished it real quick, and then we had it on display at his service.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. You finished it really quick, but was that like a big project or?
Yeah, it was a massive project. He was actually, when he passed, he was going to work on the bike. So, I think it was like a, I don't don't know, 6-month project.
Wow.
So it was almost finished, but not quite. But it looked phenomenal, and it's still a show bike, and it still wins awards and, you know, all those.
Oh, that's amazing.
So we also, when we were bringing him to the cemetery, like, there were probably 150 bikes that showed up to follow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It was really, really remarkable.
That's amazing. I can only imagine him looking down, you know, like, seeing, like, finally, like, that bike is finished.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You guys really made it extra special.
That's really cool. Amy, thank you so much for calling and sharing that. We really do appreciate
it. Thanks, Amy.
Of course. Thank you.
Richard in Round Lake.
How did you have a unique funeral?
Not a unique funeral, but I'm planning mine in the future. I'm a whiskey collector. I got about 150 bottles.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have them all set up, whatever's left at my funeral, and everyone gets shot.
Oh, my gosh, Richard.
Really? That's your plan?
Richard, you're talking to another whiskey guy. Any chance I can get an invite to your funeral?
Absolutely. Everyone's invited, and everyone gets shots. Not enough so they can't drive, but they're still good.
Well, we do have to finish out the collection, right? Because you want the collection completely finished.
Oh, it's still working on it.
That's great. What's your favorite whiskey?
I got blends. I love Eagle Rare, Jack Daniel's Sinatra.
Okay. Ooh, Richard, thanks so much, man. We appreciate it. The time is 8:35-ish, which means it is time for the 5 at 8:35. Joining us today are our dear friends Derek in Downers Grove and Lori in Payless Park. Lori, why don't you say hello to Derek?
Hey, Derek.
Good morning, Lori.
All right, you're up for tickets to go to the McHenry Music Festival to see Kane Brown and Hardy, courtesy of McHenry Music Festival. With a 5 at 8:35, we've got 5 country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready?
Yes.
All right. With all that said, let's play. Question number one. What former country artist is known for her hit albums Speak Now, Fearless, and Red?
Lori? Reba?
Is it Reba? It is not. Derek, do you have a guess?
I'll go Faith Hill.
Is it Faith Hill? It is not. We were looking for Taylor Swift, up-and-coming artist. Yeah. That has switched over to pop.
Not a Swiftie here.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. Okay, so question number two. Hole in the Bottle is a song sung by what ACM Award Entertainer of the Year nominee?
Lori? Is it Kelsey Ballerini?
It is.
All right, nice job.
Lori's on the board, 1-0. Question number three. Finish the title of this Luke Bryan song. Most people are what? 3 seconds.
Good.
Oh, I mean, that was right.
You had to beat the buzzer.
Yeah, and your name is your buzzer as well. But yes, it is good is what we were looking for. Question four, Lori still leads 1-0.
Tyler Hubbard launched his solo career by releasing a single called 5'9". What country music duo was he a member of?
Lori?
3 seconds.
I know what it is. I'm drawing a blank.
Derek,
you got a guess?
Oh, I hear it, but I can't think of the name. Shoot.
It was Florida Georgia Line.
Florida Georgia Line.
That's it.
There it is. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Fifth and final question. Lori still leads 1-0. Derek, you need this to send it to a bonus question. Which country music star is known to buy dirt and text you if he ever singles you up? 3 seconds.
Derek. Cole Swindell.
Is it Cole Swindell? It is not, and Lori, I'd go to you for your answer, but we don't technically need to. We were looking for Jordan Davis. Yeah. Well, there you go, Lori. But Lori, you're going to the McHenry Music Festival.
Yay!
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Which one do you like better, Kane Brown or Hardy?
That's a tough one. They're both good.
They are both good. Yeah, you really set to win. And those are just the headliners. They haven't even gotten to the artists that will be opening up for those guys at McHenry Music Festival. Super excited for you.
I was just looking at tickets for there last week.
Well, there you go.
Well, now you've got them.
Need to. Yeah.
Thank you.
Derek, don't worry. We're going to be giving away these tickets the rest of this week, so keep trying back, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.